Okay, Steve, I'm recording right now, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to pretend I'm going to be you, and then you're going to play the role of Tori, the seller. So, you know, we met yesterday, walked through the house. It's got a really nice house. The Zillow value is about $140,000. He's asking $1,300 a month for the rent payment, which you've said is probably a little higher than you would normally do. You think that maybe a rent at no more than about $1,000 a month would be reasonable. And in my opinion, if it would rent for $1,000, it could probably rent to own for a couple hundred, maybe even a few hundred dollars more. But it's close enough that I think this is one that you should try to get the deal. So in you calling him up, I want you to be quick and to the point. There's not a whole lot of reason for any kind of additional rapport building. You're either going to be getting a yes or a no, and if it's a no, it's okay, and I want Tori to know it's okay. So ready to start?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna call you, so answer the phone. Ring, 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 ring.
Yeah, hello, Steve Swingle.
Hey, okay, so you're Tori, so I'll be Steve. All right, ring, 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 ring.
Hey, this is Tori.
Hey, Tori, this is Steve. I met with you yesterday at your house. Hey, how's it going? I know we talked a little bit, and you have a really nice house and everything. I want to make this quick. I don't want to waste your time or anything. But you had mentioned we kind of talked about rent to own. Are you willing to do a rent to own if you had a well qualified tenant buyer who would be able to buy the house at full market value and at a later date? Is that something that you consider or maybe not?
Well, actually, I told you that I would at least entertain that discussion.
Okay. So if you were to, I want to talk a few numbers here. And, what I'm looking to do is I'm looking to find out what you would take as a minimum monthly payment, move-in cost, and sales price, and kind of how long you would give somebody to do the rent to own. If I know what you're looking for, I have a non-exclusive option to purchase arrangement that we can kind of get into. It allows me to advertise the property and sell it to my buyer's list. Now,
excuse me, Steve, here. Can you go back? What would be the numbers, a minimum move-in price, and you mentioned a couple other things.
Okay, so you're asking $1,300 a month for payment. Is that the lowest you'd be willing to go? I know, the area and other houses that I've looked at, it seems like the payment's on the high end, but if you had a well-qualified tenant buyer, somebody who would take care of the maintenance and repairs and wanted to buy the house at the end of the lease, would you be willing to come down on that a little bit?
So you want me to provide you with some future buying price of this home, which is certainly going to be over $143,000, and then move-in cost, and you mentioned the third thing.
And the monthly payment. What's the least you'd be willing to consider as a monthly payment?
Well, right now I think I have to be at least $1,100. My mortgage is $436.
Okay.
$439.
All right. So you'd be willing to take somebody
maybe $1,000.
So $1,000. So you'd be willing to take $1,000 a month. Okay.
Maybe. I have to think about that and discuss that with my wife.
Okay. All right. If you said if you think that your wife would go for say $1,100 a month.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then if somebody would pay $1,100 a month for the next 2 years, would you be willing to sell it to them at say the $140,000 sell price?
I have a lot of sweat equity in there. Everything I've done, all the replacements, all the flooring, all of the cabinets, all of the appliances.
Sure, it's a nice place.
That would be my minimum.
Okay.
For sure.
All right.
Because it doesn't include any of my sweat labor and all the all the tiles that I've laid and...
Yeah, well, no, I understand that. Hey, Tori, I understand that. But are you saying that you think the house is worth more than $140 right now?
I do.
What do you think it's worth?
I think it's probably in the $160 level.
$160?
Yeah.
And is that based on other houses that you've seen that have actually sold? Or what was that? What do you base that on?
Well, it's our neighborhood. And now, where do you live?
Well, I live in Bremerton. I'm not too far away.
So I guess you could drive right by my place on 26th Street and look at it and whatever.
Okay.
But it isn't the, it, you know, it's about 1,568 square feet with a one-car garage. And we've made, and I have done all of the refurbishing in a house that was not lived in 40 years.
Yeah. So I saw I've taken a look at you know, the comps and other properties and everything that have sold, and you know, the comps are kind of all over the board, but I'm really thinking that the property's probably today's market values would be closer to, you know, 140 or 145. So are you saying that you would not do a rent to own unless you could get at least 160? If somebody offered you 145, you wouldn't take it?
I'd have to discuss it with my wife, but I think it's worth more just basic cleanup and clear out of all of them. It's a very beautiful, cute starter home.
All right. Well, this is what I'd like to find out. Well, if you could get if we can agree on a sales price of somewhere between say 140 and 160. And you're saying that you'd accept $1,100 a month for a monthly payment. And then again, what was, and what were you asking for deposit or move-in cost on that one?
Well, I think, something around, $1,300.
Okay. So if you had, if somebody had $1,300, to pay up front plus first month's rent and a sales price somewhere between, you know, that we felt was fair. If we can agree on a price and $1,300 up front plus first month's rent, you would consider doing a rent to own?
I think I would.
You think or you would?
Not sure, because I haven't discussed this yet with my wife.
Okay. So I don't want to waste too much of your time or mine.
Yeah.
Would you be able to talk to your wife and find out if that's, you know, that's something you would consider today?
Sure.
Okay. So this is what I'd like to do. What time can we talk later on? The reason that I, you know, am interested in this is that I have several buyers that I'm looking to try to find a rent-to-own property and provide, and I don't have any in the area. If I can get you and I can agree on a price and let me be the buyer, what I can do is it gives me a right to advertise it to my buyers, and I, you know, I make money as an investor this way. If they pay me a fee for bringing a rent to own, it didn't cost you anything, and we could agree on price and terms. Is there a reason that we couldn't do business today?
Talking with my wife getting her agreement.
Okay. What time should how long do you think you need to talk to your wife?
Well, she's working at the hospital right now.
Okay.
She'll be home about 9 o'clock tonight.
9 o'clock tonight. Okay. So by maybe till tomorrow, you'll call me tomorrow then.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, and what time tomorrow do you think that you can give me a call?
I will give you a call about 10 o'clock.
About 10 o'clock
in
10 in the morning? That would be fine. Now, Tori, do you mind if I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay, so when we talk at 10 o'clock, you know, what I'd really like to do is just either get a yes or no from you. You know, not an I'll think about it or whatever. I think the house is great, and you know, I've got a lot of folks that I think might be interested, but will we at least be able to get to either a yes or a no by tomorrow at 10?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. I'll look forward to seeing it at or talking at 10. I'll give you a call.
Great.
All right.
Great.
Thanks, Tori. Bye. Okay. All right. So that's all I wanted you to do, Steve, is just
No, see, you're pressing very hard in my
in your opinion.
In my life.
Yeah, and that's fine.
You know, and I'm not I'm not sure that that's me.
And that's okay.
But I can certainly ask the questions.
That's okay. The important thing, and when I say, when you say, for as far as pressing hard, I'm not pressing hard for you to do the deal. What I'm pressing hard for is for you to make a decision. It's okay to say no. So I'm not pressing hard. I'm not trying to convince you to work with me. All I'm doing is I'm just, you know, I'm really busy. I like your house, but you know, Tori, I just want you to be honest with me, and it's okay to tell me no. You know, because I've got other houses to look at, but I'm just.
These discussions with that entree.
With the, it's okay to tell me no.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay to say no. I just here's what I would like to do. I like your house. If you'd consider rent to own, and if it didn't cost you anything, and if we could agree on a price and terms that worked for both of us, you know, I'd like to do some business, make a little bit of money myself, and make you some money. And but if it doesn't work out, hey, that's fine. I'm not interested in pushing or anything like that.
Our discussions after this entree that you given to me now. Think about three times,
mm-hmm.
Or four, or ten, or whatever. That the follow-on discussions seem almost abusive, but not really. You know,
well,
and you can be abusive with me because I like you.
I think that.
But I played it hard.
Yeah.
I played it as hard as I could.
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm not, the goal is not to be abusive. And
yeah.
I think that if you listen back to the recording, there wasn't a time that I tried to pressure him to do business with me. But what I want to do is...
You want to make me ask the right question.
Well, what I want to do is I want to find out if I'm wasting my time or not. And
yeah.
So, you know, if I find a seller who says that, you know, they want to think about it and it's, you know, I'm not sure, I got to talk with so-and-so, hey, that's fine. You know, but I don't want to leave it open-ended where the reason that most salespeople and a lot of people in the business will... They'll leave the house or the appointment, and the seller goes, well, you know, I want to think about it, or I'll think about it, I'll talk to so-and-so, I'll look up some stuff, and you know, I'll give you a call back. Well,
I didn't get any of that today.
Yeah.
None of that. It was, he has done this, he is in control.
Yeah.
He was definitely the guy in control.
And so what you want to do is you want to put it out there, put out the option, see what he has to say, and one way or another find out, you know, are we going to work together or not? And if it's no, hey, that's fine. Because when you can quickly wipe a prospect off your plate where you know it's going to be a no. And you don't have to follow up or have it as a loose end, then that's perfect because now you can go focus your energy on the next caller. And that's why, you know, when we talked on the about calling sellers on Craigslist and kind of going quick and spending no more than 3 or 4 or 5 minutes on the phone.
Yep, gotcha.
That's the reason, because if you spend a lot of time with people that were never planning on doing business with you, then it can be draining. And so
that's sort of where I am at.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So.
Anyway, this guy was not like that at all.
I kind of think that he would have wanted to do business with you based on what you're telling me.
Well, I think he would. I think he'd like to rehab houses that we find.
Yeah. Well, hey, and that
it's a two-way street.
Yeah, absolutely. He may want to stay. Yeah, he may want to be a rehabber. And I'll tell you what,
no,
I would
he
be.
Is a re-
well,
he
what
is
I'm saying.
A rehabber.
He may
he
want to do business with you.
Yeah. He, you know, he gave me his card, which is a nice looking card, orange, so it You know, orange and white gets you your attention.
Mm-hmm. So,
and he's doing work in hospitals, and he's started investing.
Mm-hmm.
So
let me go back to this. Hey, Tori, so do you know much about the Real Estate Association of Puget Sound? Have you heard about REAPs?
Hey, good idea. Friggin' great idea.
Have you heard about REAPs?
He hadn't.
Well, no, you haven't. Okay, well, we're on the role play. Well, I'll tell you what, you should, you know, the next meeting is going to be the first Thursday in January, so... you should come as my guest. Since you've never been before, normally the meetings are like $15 to go, but I can get you in for free. But you'd have a chance to meet a lot of real estate investors and, you know, folks I think you can get some good future business from. In fact, it's probably a good spot that you can find some other deals.
Great entry.
So, hey, Tori, I don't have a whole lot of time. I know I've got another house I want to look at, but I just wanted to ask you the quick question. You said you would do a willing to do rent to own. I mean, if you're willing to do rent to own, I advertise a lot of properties. I'd love to find out kind of what you'd be looking for from a monthly payment, move-in cost and a sales price. And if it's reasonable.
Okay.
Tell me
what move-in cost, please.
I know you're looking for a deposit for the rental. How much was that?
Around $1,300.
Okay. So if I was doing this, selling a house with the rent to own, typically what I do instead of doing a damage deposit of $1,300, what I'll do is I'll make that non-refundable option consideration. So I'll actually allow that to go towards the house if the tenant buys the property, but if they decide not to buy or somehow they default, then I don't have to return it. It's a non-refundable deposit, you know, unlike a damage deposit. So, that's what I would do. Say a $1,300 option consideration, kind of like the damage deposit, but you don't have to repay it. $1,300 a month. You absolutely need $1,300, or if somebody came in that was well qualified at say $1,100 a month, would that be someone that you'd turn down?
Actually, I think about $1,100 we could do.
Do $1,100
mortgages for $96.
Okay, all right. And I noticed I pulled up some comps, and it looked like the value was somewhere around 140 or so, 143. If you can get that full price, maybe let's say in 2 years, would that be something that you'd accept?
Well, I probably want to make the option price probably 160.
160? Okay.
I've made an assumption that there's going to be, 10-15% increase in prices of homes. They seem to be going up right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's hopefully, you know, I'd love for it to be a 10 or 15% appreciation. You know, of course, none of us really know where that if that market's going to appreciate or not. What would you consider a price of $140,000 if someone could buy it, say within 1 year, and then if they need a second year, maybe bring it up to $150,000. If you didn't have to pay a realtor commission or advertise it, you know, if you had a built-in buyer,
well, I would certainly, I purchased this this place. $145,000, I'd consider.
$145,000? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's what I think I can do. If you would consider the $1,300 up front plus first month's rent, so you get a total $2,600 up front, and a sales price of $145,000.
In 2 years?
In 2 years. Would that work for you?
I think it might.
Okay. So why don't we do this? I like I mentioned before, I've got a lot of tenant buyers who are looking for properties. Let's write up a non-exclusive option to lease option at those terms. And that would give me a permission to and the right to advertise the house to my buyers. And they'd pay me a fee. It wouldn't cost you anything. And if you find a tenant buyer, it's non-exclusive. If you find a tenant or a tenant buyer before me, you know, you'll never owe me anything.
How does it work if they don't have to pay you any, or that I don't have to pay you.
They will pay me. I get paid by a tenant buyer. So it doesn't cost. Yeah. So that's you know, honestly, it's really a no-lose situation. I make a little bit of money, you get a tenant, and I'll do all the work. And if you find somebody before me, then you never owe me anything. So there's not a lot of downside.
So you make the tenant buyer pay you a certain amount of money?
I'll get as much as I can. You know, it would be over and above what we agree to. So, you know, I don't know how much that'll be.
It would be the $145 end price after 2 years.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And the $1,300 deposit.
That's right. Right? Yep.
And what else?
And $1,100 a month that you just mentioned.
And $1,100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person you find has to pay you a fee?
And then they'll pay me a fee for getting the getting into the lease option, and they'll be over and above. It'll be over and above
as much.
You know, I don't know. You know, I try to get as much as I can, but I mean, it's not a huge amount, but it might be $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000.
So three or 4%, right?
I would love if it was 10%, but I don't think that would be that would work on this one.
So that's a fee that I don't have to pay, but they have to pay to buy my place on the lease option.
Yeah. So what I do as an investor, I sell a lot of my homes on rent to own, and I charge a fee for tenants that enter a rent to own program. So,
sure. You charge them how much?
I charge whatever I can get. I don't know. On this house, I'll probably try to get $2,000 or $3,000.
Huh. Okay. Yep. So you negotiate this fee that's over and above what I'm selling.
That's right.
For the opportunity to buy.
That's right.
On a lease option. And tell me now, what happens if they don't exercise the option?
If they don't exercise the option, then they forfeit the money that they pay you.
So the money that they're paying me, they're going towards their purchase of the property above the rent of 13.
Well, there you were asking for $1,100, right?
Well, I'm looking for $1,300 to come down as a down payment.
Yeah, and $1,100 a month, right?
And $1,100. So some portion of the money they're paying me is going towards their option exercise, right?
How much of that $1,100 would you be willing to apply towards the purchase to give them an incentive to buy it from you?
A couple hundred.
Okay. Yeah. So if they forfeit, or if they default on the agreement, then they would forfeit that $200 a month.
So it would be 200 times, let's say, 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So 200 times 24, right? And that would be what they would forfeit, right?
That's right. So tenant buyers typically have a higher rate of paying their rent on time, because they've got a chance to lose that the option to purchase. So that's right. And they'll take care of the maintenance and repairs.
I'm going through this right now.
Yeah.
I had tenants that it's really good working night shifts. Couldn't get to the property management place.
Yeah.
And get her check in.
Yeah. So I'm sorry.
Okay, I paid it.
Yeah. All right, so Tori, why don't I do this? I'm going to shoot you an email with a non-exclusive option agreement and take a look through there. I'll put the numbers on that we just discussed. And give me a call if you have any questions. If not, just sign the bottom and send it over to you or to me. And then I'd love to, Or actually, you know, maybe I can just do this, because I'd like to take photos of the house and everything. Is there a chance that we can meet at the property today just so I can take photos and we can go over the paperwork?
I'm pretty sure it's not.
Okay, so tomorrow would be...
My work schedule doesn't sync up.
Okay.
But, okay.
How about tomorrow?
Do you want to call Mr. Torrey right now?
Oh, I was in the role play there. So what I wanted
I
to
got
do,
you.
Okay,
I got you,
yeah, call,
I'm psyched up.
That's right. Call Mr. Torrey and just say, hey, you know, we spoke yesterday. I know we kind of talked a little bit about rent to own, but I kind of felt I wasn't quite sure if you know if that was actually something you're interested in or not. Would you do a rent to own? Okay. What's the lease that you would take for a monthly payment if you had a well qualified tenant buyer? All right. And would you give them a couple of years to buy? And I know that Zillow showed the property around $140,000 or so. If somebody was able to pay that full amount in the next couple of years, and you know, would that be something you consider? Okay, great. And I know in for move-in costs, I know you had a $1,300 deposit. So you know, is that what you'd be looking for? $1,300 plus first month's rent. Okay, great. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, why don't we do this? I'd love to. Schedule a time I can get back into the house. I'd like to take some photos and everything. I've got a one-page agreement, non-exclusive option, the lease option, and you know, you can cancel at any time if you find a tenant buyer. But and they'll pay me, you know, for the opportunity to get into the rent to own. It wouldn't cost you anything. So, what do you say? Can we meet? Okay, great. And then if not, if the seller is hemming and hawing, just say, you know, hey, this might not be for you. It's okay to tell me no. I'd prefer to know one way or another, you know, as quickly as possible, so that. You know, I can either move on or you can move on. So, you know, just have him make a decision. And it's not like you have to pound. You don't have to pressure anybody to do business.
No. It's a different way.
Okay.
So I've got to learn it.
Well, that's okay. That's going to be the internal – that's an internal thing right now that you're – that I had to work on, because in my brain I kind of felt having somebody make a decision. That's all I'm asking for is one way or another, and it's okay to tell me no. I mean, I prefer that you told me if you weren't quite sure. I'd prefer you to tell me no, so that way I can move on, and it's okay. But if you want to say you're thinking about it because you want to spare my feelings, don't worry about it. I mean, I'm not, you know, it's okay to tell me no. So, I mean, for me, that's like the, how many salespeople that you talk to give you permission to tell them no? People always want to convince you to do business. This is like the least, I don't know if you're feeling something different, but I'm trying to be the least pushy. But it made me. It's apparently it's not coming across that way.
No,
it's okay.
Next week, I'm going to be impressed with you. I trust you, but immensely. I think you give me great advice. It's just not the way I'm used to doing.
Sure, and that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, you know, the way I've done business all my life is in my business career.
Mm-hmm.
Not flying jets, is we submit proposals. Yeah? Formal, written proposals, you know, delineating everything, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and you either win it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
This is something different.
So all you're doing is submitting a formal, verbal proposal. You either win it or you don't.
Yeah. I'm kind of picking that up.
It's
you know what? I'm going to give Mr. Torrey a call because I like him.
Good.
He's a scruffy looking guy, in jeans, and you know what? He's killing. I can see that in his workmanship.
Mm-hmm.
He's done the house, the little house on 26th Street, which you looked up, right?
Yep.
And it is not very big, but the work is exquisite. The you know, the marble countertops, the bathrooms, the tiling, both of them, and he's done it all himself.
Yeah, it sounds like the perfect place. Go see if he is interested in working with you. If he is, great. If he's not, that's great.
Gotcha.
All right, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna stop the recording here, and I'm gonna send it over to you. Okay.
You bet.
All right. Bye. See you. Bye.